Yes, again, man. Back again.
You would think that we were doing this for a long time, or maybe it's just because we keep recording.
I was about to be like, maybe it sounds like we've only been doing this for a very short time.
I would probably agree with you, though. We have been doing it for a long time on a couch.
Yeah, it's the couch chat.
The couch chat. Amen. Yes. Amen. I think tonight we're gonna be talking about community. How powerful is community when it's aligned and set up correctly? It's amazing the things that I've seen over the years, both challenging and fruitful, all in the same. But it's been an awesome way to kind of see how we get along, how we bring each other together, and how we, you know, expand our sense of necessity for one another. When, you know, someone's in need, there's always someone to step up. When there's someone who has something to give, there's always someone there that is in kind of a need to receive. I've seen it with you and people that you know, and I know that there's people that I talk to as well. They're like, oh man, you said this at the right moment. Or I'll say the same thing. I know I have a friend at work and it's like, he says things at the right moment. And so tonight we're going to talk about community. We're going to talk about how that works.
I loved this book, this read through of Ruth, because I had never really looked at the community aspect before. But for this time, because we had just decided to do a podcast, we had just decided on Faith Works and community being the overarching themes, I was reading everything, looking for all three. And for the first time I saw in Ruth this idea that resonated with me, because it reminded me of when I first came to Christ and when I first started going to church. Because although we don't really know how she was for those 10 years, we don't know what kind of relationship she had with the God of the Bible during that time. We know that when she was with Naomi and committed to following Naomi to Bethlehem, she also said she would follow Naomi's God and that Naomi's people would be her people.
Right.
And it reminds me of when you first come to Christ and you're telling God, you know, I'm going to follow you. You'll be my God. Your people will be my people. And you don't really know what that means until you dive in. And so the concept for this episode is the possibilities of plugging in, because plugging in into the church body is like spiritual fertilizer in so many ways.
Right.
There's blessings that feel like blessings in the moment. And then there's those blessings that are just those big challenges that stretch you and make you feel uncomfortable, but in the long run, they bless you because you're growing and developing.
Right. Right. God definitely uses us in that community aspect. It was kind of cool. Like you're bringing up how she said, you know, I'll follow you. I'll follow your God. I'll follow whatever. And it makes me think of Galatians 6:2, where it says that we'll share each other's burdens.
Yeah.
And in this way, obey the law of Christ. Ruth made this decision that, you know what, she was going to share in Naomi's burdens. In other words, they were going to be together through whatever came their way.
Right. And we talked about how when they got to Bethlehem, it was very quick that Ruth decided she was going to go start trying to get them some food. That's when you're first coming to Christ, you're hungry.
Right.
You go to church often looking to be fed. You're not necessarily going off the bat to feed. Now, of course, Ruth was trying to feed herself and Naomi, right? So that was one of the big motivators. But when she put herself out there in the community, she did it in a very humble way. She was gleaning. Everybody saw that she was in need.
Right.
She didn't care about that. She was focused on the love aspect. You know, she was providing for her family. And I like it because it's not just you should be Ruth. You should plug in immediately. You know, and this is a lesson for those who are new in the faith. It's also a lesson for those who have been in the faith a long time. Just a quick checkup. Are you Boaz in the sense of you see someone new and you reach out and make them feel loved and protected and watched out for and provided for? Because that's exactly what he did. And I love that dual vision in this book.
I really like that idea, because, you know, sometimes we walk into a church and we want to be in like the pastor, you know, you kind of get this, wow, I like this guy. I want to be in this church. I want to, you know, like listen to his word, and you want this time with him, or, you know, you kind of like desire that. But then what happens is in a good community, people come around, and it's not always the pastor. You know, it's like the flock has learned how to also feed. you know, to take on that terminology that we all have become ministers. You know, we don't have to wait, you know, for someone to say, okay, go out and do this. God has already done it through our belief. Yeah, Boaz was a leader. But see, already the people who are under him have been watching and allowing. They weren't stopping or saying, hey, get out of my crop, you're a foreigner. No, they were living by the Levitical, you know, law. And they were just allowing this and not really pressuring her, you know, just kind of letting her do her thing. And it's kind of cool. You know, yeah, the leader wasn't there, but here his followers were living by how they were supposed to live.
He does tell everybody to, you know, leave her alone, leave a little extra for her to find, etc. But there's no documentation of her feeling threatened or being on edge. He notices her. She's busy about her work. In Ruth 2, Ruth is saying, you know, I'm only a foreigner. And then right after that, Boaz says, yes, I know, but I also know about everything you have done for your mother-in-law since the death of your husband. Mm. I have heard how you left your father and your mother and your own land to live here among complete strangers. That means people were speaking positively about her. For him to find out those things, that shows another great aspect in the community when people are speaking life and uplifting and positive things about the people that they're noticing. You know, I think back to when you first came to church. You know, I mean, if you've looked at the cover art for our podcast, you've seen that Shay's got 3/4 sleeve tattoos. And he walks into church and he had his, you know, I don't know what gauge earrings and
zero.
Right. Zero gauge earrings and tattoos. But you know what I noticed that was really powerful is everyone just bum rushed you during the welcome each other time. When I first got there, I thought I had to be something special. I had to dress up really fancy to go. So I had on heels and a nice dress. And so my first time I come into church, I got there at like 10:15 and church starts at 10:30 and there was like almost no one there.
That's our church. Even to this day, that's our church. Anyways.
And so it was really obvious that I was new. And Leia made a point to sit right by me. She asked me, did I want to go to Bible study? So I had just come to Christ a month and a half before, and I was like, I need to go to church. I've dilly-dallied long enough, right? So I'm finally in the church, and I had told God, you know, you've got my Sunday mornings. I'm going to clear my schedule indefinitely. You've got my Sunday mornings. I hadn't cleared Tuesday evenings. But when Leia asked, did I want to, that was an additional opportunity from the established community side. Someone reaching out as soon as they saw me with an opportunity to get deeper into the community. And at first I was like, I don't want to go. Cause I mean, like my biggest thought was, you know, I don't know her. Do I want to go to their house? Like, what is Bible study? You know, like, what is this going to be like?
It's natural. You come into something like that and you're like, oh, wait, hold on. What do they want? You know, but
yeah,
we found out that, man, what a family.
Right.
What a loving family. It was really an awesome time for growth to hit the Bible study, hit church every Sunday. I kind of fell in the same pattern. You know, of course, I came in a little different. I came in knowing that I needed the Lord. Yeah, I had drifted there for a few years. Just a few years. 20. No, but you're right. And the same thing. You know, I walked in and the same feeling. Honestly, y'all, our church does have a lot of love. And I think that's what's kept me there through the ups and the downs and the lefts and the rights. It always comes back to that one word, love. And see, when God is love and God is demonstrated. And so now you have all of this, like this triple threat of love. You know, you got three hearts, three love. And it's like beautiful. It's how they all just came together in this love. Good community. We see the building up of people. We see the love of people. We see the people who want to help, people that have a word, people who come for a word. It has all of these layers because you know what? Let's be honest. We're not all at the same level at the same time. In fact, sometimes you get on this high and this peak and it's like, bam, you're back to the bottom. I work on medical equipment. So I always imagine like the ECG, you know, how it kind of goes up and down. Like, you know, you go to the doctor or they hook you up or you've gone into somebody in an emergency room. It's like beep, 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 beep. And then like eventually you flatline. And then God comes back. But it's kind of cool. It's kind of neat that way though. And so we see that in Ruth and Naomi. We see things where, you know, above all things, they're putting on love, you know, Colossians 3:14.
One of the cooler things that I just thought of actually was how my mom was the one that had been praying for me my whole life, you know, to come to Christ. And so I grew up with God in our house. I had children's Bibles. I had children's Bible puzzles and, like, you know, activities. So I knew about God, but I always treated him like a genie who, when I needed something, I asked him for it.
Right.
Did not understand at all what Jesus dying for sins meant. Didn't know how that
played out at all.
Right. I was like, that doesn't really make sense. I'm going to just move on from that. So I always knew he was there, but then I never knew if the Bible was fully accurate, et cetera, right? My mom hadn't joined a church my whole life. She read the Bible at home. She prayed to God all the time, but she didn't have a church. And then I come to Christ on the couch, reading the book of Revelation on the laptop, right? That's how I came to Christ. Decide I need to find a church. I felt really convicted that, you know, okay, you've been reading the Bible alone for a month now. Find my family. Find the family I'm giving you. And I was like, okay, I need to get a church. So I go and I was church shopping. That was the first church I was going to, every week I was going to try another one until I found the one. Instantly, someone comes and asks me to plug in deeper to that local church body with a Bible study. I come back home and I tell my mom, I found a church that's solid.
Nice.
People love there. One visit. And I felt the love. I could sense at the very least that Leah cared and that she was solid and she was in it. Because what's funny is our pastor was not there. He was not there that week. We had a visiting pastor who did awesome, by the way.
Right.
But I hadn't even met the pastor yet. But I came home and I told my mom, hey, you should come.
Right.
So what's funny is my mom was the Naomi in the sense of she's the one who brought Christ to me, right? Brought God to me. And I was the Ruth in that sense, right? But in that moment, I was the Naomi and she was the Ruth because I was like, come with me to this church body.
Right.
Now she's there with us. You know, she's in charge of the Welcome Center. It was these little actions. I had no idea she'd be in charge of Welcome Center. You know, I had no idea I'd be the tech leader. I had no idea I would meet my husband there. I had no idea. I wasn't looking for any of that. I just felt like I needed to plug in.
Right.
In this podcast about community is this idea, not just it's good to have community, but really challenge those who are already plugged in. You're getting fed. Are you feeding, you know, milk to solid food? You're on your solid food, hopefully, right? Are you turning around and feeding others? If you aren't plugged in yet, what's holding you back? You know, because I want them to feel encouraged, those who are already plugged in, to be making it very welcoming to be plugged in. And what can people expect once they are? Because it's not all sunshine and roses, but it is all worth it.
I think that sometimes you look at the Bible in this sense, it's action. Even the word friend, it's not even a noun, but it's a verb. One of those action words. That is what church is. That is what, and when I say church, I'm not talking about four walls. I'm not talking about a place you just go on a Sunday. I'm talking about this body of Christ. You know, every church, it plays its own part in all of this. Every person plays a part in this bigger kingdom church. And we got to understand that. If you just sit there, you're going to be okay. But are you going to be living and active? How do we live? By being active. How do we live? By plugging in. I do it. I don't know where it comes from, where the energy. I think I just like to do things. I mean, like right now we're just having to sit at home because of the situation in the world and the coronavirus. I don't like sitting still.
Right.
I like interacting with people. What's beautiful though is, hey, we can still plug in, even in a environment where we have to stay in. Look, we're online. We're throwing out love to people, call people, text people. That's the church. That's the body.
Yes.
That's what we're looking at.
Yes.
Don't sit idle. Don't sit there and just say, God, 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 God. I'm telling you, sometimes you read the Bible and it doesn't even make sense until you turn around and share it to somebody else.
Right.
And then it's like a light bulb kicks on and you're like, what? Wow. So see, here's Ruth. She doesn't wait. She goes out there and the light bulb kicks on because the community is demonstrating a love.
At the very end of Ruth, when Ruth and Boaz are confirmed that they're going to get married. The elders leave them a blessing, and it's such a rich blessing. It says, may the Lord make this woman who is coming into your home like Rachel and Leah, from whom all the nation of Israel descended. May you prosper in Ephrathah and be famous in Bethlehem. And may the Lord give you descendants by this young woman who will be like those of our ancestor Perez, the son of Tamar in Judah. And then, very close after, the women to Naomi say, may this child be famous in Israel. May he restore your youth and care for you in your old age. The community just applies blessings on you, speaks life into you. All that reminded me, and what you just said actually reminded me of some verses in Hebrews 10, 24 and 25. It says, and let us consider how to stir up one another to love and good works, not neglecting to meet together, as is the habit of some, but encouraging one another, and all the more as you see the day drawing near.
Right.
And then the other one is Acts 2, 46 and 47, where it says, and day by day, attending the temple together and breaking bread in their homes, they received their food with glad and generous hearts, praising God and having favor with all the people. And the Lord added to their number day by day those who were being saved.
Wow. Don't just let church be that place you reside.
Right. Don't. It's not just Sunday. If you're cheating yourself, you're stealing from yourself.
Right.
If you limit it to Sunday, and if you say, you know, this community isn't where it's at. And if you go to a church where community struggles because you live, let's say, in a city where everyone's so busy, that's oftentimes that's our struggle. So much traffic on a weekday.
Right.
That by the time you're done with work, it takes an hour and some change to get home because you can't afford to live where you work. So you have to drive way out to get to your house.
Right.
And then you just have time to make dinner and maybe see your kids or maybe see your spouse or maybe just breathe. And you don't have time to turn around and go back out to a Bible study, a life group, a prayer meeting. Maybe you're so busy or you have odd work hours that aren't typical and you don't have a time, you know? And so everyone's like that. So it's hard to plug in, right? There's not a lot of consistency in community. Be that person that just starts with texting somebody.
Right.
You know, when you have that 5 minutes, hey, when you need to go to the bathroom and you're pulling out your phone anyway, text somebody, you know, and it might take them all day to reply. But you have no idea what that kind of reaching out will do because the Lord multiplies on that. Because right. That's what this is about, is the support and just surrounding His people with love. He hugs us through the hugs we get from the church body.
Right.
You know, He gives us word through the people in the church body.
Yes. Yes.
So, I mean, that's the encouragement that we want to continuously bring up through this.
Yeah, I like that. They bless them. It's like, here's the inheritance that's going to happen to you. And on the closing verse, I'm just going to throw one out here because, I mean, it really like dials this in. Colossians 3, 23 and 24. Whatever you do, do it heartily, as to the Lord and not to men, knowing that from the Lord you will receive the reward of inheritance, for you serve the Lord Christ. Ruth served God. Through that lineage comes Christ. That's beautiful.
That's so beautiful.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Hey, y'all. Thanks for joining us.
Yeah. And if you want to be a part of the Pantry Podcast community, we do have a Facebook page. And you can also leave us some feedback, questions, prayer requests on thepantrypodcast.com. So all until right. Next time.
See you later.
Bye.